across North Queensland. John McKenzie on 1300 872911. 4CA.
Here's 16 to 10. I'm sure a lot of people would have been the same as me last Saturday, picking up the Cairns Post and the heading read FNQ Mourns, Giant of Meat Industry. And he said, an article by Mark Murray, tributes are flowing for a true titan of the Australian meat industry who died peacefully last Friday on his 84th birthday. Burns Quality Meats patriarch Darcy Burns is being remembered as one of the hardest working men in the game and leaves behind an empire he built from the ground up, with butcher shops at Manunda and Portsmouth, an abattoir and cattle fattening blocks on the Atherton Tablelands, and three cattle stations covering 1.5 million acres at Cowan. Mr. Burns' legacy is without parallel in the far north. It was just that people that knew him really enjoyed his company. He was straight to the point and had some very colourful turns of phrase. There's no doubt about that. But I enjoyed his company, and I'm sure hundreds and hundreds of others listening at the moment enjoyed his company as well. He wasn't a regular on the talk show, but I do remember, it's probably a few years ago now, some ratbag stole his meat delivery van, of all things, with Burns Meats all over it, but shot through, pinched his van, and he was straight onto the talk show and said, "Johnny, can you get the word out? You know what the van looks like. Everyone knows what the van..." Some ratbags pinched it. I think it was picked up in about half an hour or something. And he was very, very grateful for that. He expressed his gratitude for that little... It was just nothing, but the listeners quickly sorted that out. Now, probably a couple of months ago now, he was on the show. Why? Because the abattoir up in the Tablelands, probably as a result of the job seeker, job keeper business, was down on... down to Billy-O, actually. He was really struggling to keep the abattoir going, so he was talking on air about, "Please, give me a break. Come up and work at the abattoir. It's this, that and the other, and we've got to keep people with their quality meats in far north Queensland going, or otherwise we're all into strife." And he was particularly grateful for that opportunity as well. I just found him a very decent very sometimes entertaining with his dry wit person. So today it's very, very sad to announce, I'm just reading it here now, here it is, a celebration of Darcy's life will be held at the Cairns Crematorium Funeral Home at Foster Road at Mount Sheridan. That's this afternoon at 3. COVID-19 funeral restrictions will be in place. That was published in the Cairns Post. Now, I'm going to talk with Chris Greenwood. Chris has got Morganbury Meats. And I heard Chris the other day talking about his relationship over the years with this, as they put it, titan of the meat industry. So I thought appropriate we get a few words from Chris this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
And thanks for joining me on. It's a sad occasion, but if you can just share your memories of this fascinating man and a mate to a lot of people. Talk to us about how long you knew him and what you liked about him.
So I'm approaching 50 this year, John, and I first encountered Darcy. I didn't really meet him because as a small young boy, I probably wasn't on Darcy's radar at the time, but automatically you could identify a presence. Even at that early age, he was somebody that had a presence in a room and occupied it. So that was at the processing facility up here at Rocky Creek, the abattoir, where Darcy sort of first ventured into the meat industry. And then many years later, because we were pig producers at the time, we had an ongoing relationship with them, delivering pigs to the abattoir on a weekly occasion, and it was one of those things that I wouldn't miss. I'd always like to get there and have a look around, and you know, Darcy was ever present.
Yes,
he went on from there to do other things, of course, and you sort of touched on the size of the empire he created.
You always knew he was around, didn't you? He dominated the scene everywhere he went.
Yeah, he did. He just had one of those personalities. I mean, he was loud and boisterous.
Yes.
and pushed, you know, he pushed everybody around him, that's for sure. So,
talk to me about business with Darcy. I presume he was hard. People surviving in those days probably had to be bloody hard, but I heard he was always fair.
Well, so Darcy, in the meat industry in Cairns, we've had sort of a long history of people that have come and gone, and he's outlived all of them. Mm. So Welch Meats, Tancred's, Master Cup Meats, and it's been a very competitive world.
Yeah.
The meat industry anywhere is competitive, and I I've sort of always touted that if you've got to get down on the floor and scrap for 50 cents with Darcy Burns, you've got to bring your A game. Like, you've got to be prepared, because he was tough. Definitely fair, but tough. You know, if he had an advantage, and quite often he did, he would use it to full effect. Yeah. He was very, you know, I think, and it was out of respect for the nature of business that he was so competitive. I think, you know, it was for him, it was just business dominated. So, you know, he dominated the scene in the meat industry for all of my living memory of business in Cairns. So.
You know, he passed away last week at age 84, but his energy was still there. I mean, he was just undaunted. I was talking to his son Victor not long ago on air about the property up there too, which is just huge. I mean, he was across all of that. Do you know much about the property up there at Cowan? 1.5, I think, million acres.
Yes. So it's an aggregation of three properties, and I think, and I'm not exactly sure on the dates, but they first bought Holroyd, which was 700,000 acres, 20-odd years ago, and I think, and, you know, they paid $600,000 an acre for it, so it's an extensive property. $600,000. So it was under $1 an acre when he bought it, because access was so difficult in those days, and, of course, they've sealed a lot of the PDR, and access has changed, and along with it, the fortunes of a lot of the people in the peninsula, and Darcy included. They've gone on to expand the size of their operation there. And John Darcy did that with the help of his family, but he did that in his part time, because he was at Portsmouth or Mayor Street turning the lights on at 4 o'clock in the morning, turning the lights off at 6 and ringing the till.
Yes.
So he just had endless energy, and it never stopped. It never stopped.
It's amazing. They're rare these days, aren't they? I mean, he's almost one of a kind. He's sort of typical of that era.
Yeah, I think there's something about the meat industry, John, that keeps those particular type of people young. Mm. And I think it's the adrenaline and the action that goes on throughout the day. There's always something happening. Mm. So. It just kept him young, and he was young. He was young right till the end.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. He just had an incredible motor.
Really appreciate this, Chris. Thank you.
Cheers, John.
He's the owner of Morganbury Meats, Chris Greenwood, as we say, valet Darcy Burns.
Across North Queensland, John McKenzie on 1300 872 911. 4CA.
Yeah, that's the Pipes and Drums Military Band, Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, here on 4CA.